Mike Caljou Facebook. At Elect Mike Caljou, where you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? Not part of a slate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I have lived in the North Cowichan area since the age of 11, 54 years, and continue to live here today. What is your occupation, and for how long? I retired from a 44-year career with Canada Safeway, Save on Foods in Duncan in 2016, and for the past 6 years have worked part-time as a manufacturing operator at Purica, a nutraceutical company located in North Cowichan. Tell us about your previous elected and or community experience. I care deeply about North Cowichan and its future. I will dedicate myself to improve this community in as many ways as possible so our current and future generations can work and live here happily and healthily. My life experiences have allowed me to develop an approach that will help to build a cohesive and effective council, because I am shocked face. A calm and reasonable person who actively listens, oh, able to build bridges between people with different viewpoints, oh, a strong team player who celebrates diversity, oh, able to work with whomever else is elected with me to council. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I grew up with a dad who sat on Duncan City Council for 32 years, teaching me the need for and value of community service. It is because of the dedication of people like my dad that I have had a fulfilling life in the Cowichan Valley for the past 54 years. It is now time for me to give back and help our community to grow and thrive in a sustainable way for ours and future generations. What are your top three issues? Focus on core municipal issues. Going back to the basics focuses on things like parks and rec, roads, sewers, and water, and pushes back on provincial and federal governments to step up and take responsibility for issues that are theirs, not the municipalities. Manage forests responsibly. Ensure the forest management plan balances preservation and sustainability with revenue generation. Balance progress and the environment. Respecting our rural and agricultural roots, while recognizing the need to create a business-friendly environment to create jobs for a thriving economy. I will work to streamline municipal processes to create business growth and more attainable housing, all while keeping taxes as low as possible. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? I think big. In 25 years, I would love to see North Cowichan be a livable and affordable community in which everyone is included and prosperous. One where we have figured out how to respect and protect the environment, while creating a thriving economy. Where we have solved our social problems and provided real solutions to people in crisis. Where families can find a home that suits them, and our children, and their children, can continue to live in this beautiful community, not being forced to move away to find meaningful work and a decent place to live. I do believe this is possible. The hard work starts now, and I am committed to be part of this solution. What's one big idea you have for your community? Current North Cowichan Council is so distracted by its internal conflicts that it has stalled in making progress for this community. Instead, our community needs us to move above individual agendas and siloed thoughts to tackle the significant challenges it faces. As a bridge builder by nature, I will work diligently to help the new council to become an effective team, all pulling in the same direction, together, on the great tug of war of life. Imagine what we can get done if we focus on the issues instead of getting bogged down in a negative process. I look forward to being part of such success moving forward.